right, here we go. Another week, another Sunday here. You know, week 13, week lucky 13. It is now officially December. And you know what that means. Weather gets cold. Weather starts to become a factor in these outdoor games. It starts to rain more. It starts to snow more. And obviously for teams that are on the bubble of making the postseason, this is the month you better get it done, or you're going to be watching other teams take your spot and potentially going far with it. So this is a very critical month. It's a money month. We'll see what happens here today. We have one unanimous selection, and that's the Dolphins over the Commanders.
Okay, yeah, that's an easy one.
But like I said, we have the shotgun, no huddle. We have, you know, we have some matchup we can really get over or not get over here. Tampa, we'll start with Tampa Bay in a lower tier matchup with the Panthers. The Panthers are playing. Obviously, it's not been a good week for Carolina fans, even though this has been a pretty much a forgettable season, to be honest, to be lightly. But their owner lost his shit and fired another head coach, leaving this team in very much disarray moving forward. Obviously, for Tampa Bay, they're still in the hunt for the division championship. They're obviously a game behind the Saints and the Falcons, so this is a very critical matchup to win here. So go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Tampa Bay is technically in the division race, but I mean, this is the type of game we can pretty much skip over, man. It's not even worth talking about. I'm going to go with Tampa. They at least have something to play for. So, yeah, Tampa, final score 20-16.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk much about this matchup. I mean, you know, the Bucs still have the chance to win this division. It's kind of a long shot right now, but you know, Carolina's a team that's pretty much marked out. They're done. That team is finished. You know, we don't even know who the coach is going to be. And basically, for the Bucs, they'll win pretty comfortably. So I'm going to give the Bucs the win in the final score, 30-10.
Okay.
All right. The next one on the shotgun no huddle is a interesting matchup here with the Falcons and the Jets. Actually, we're going to skip that. We're going to go to the Cardinals and the Steelers next. Obviously, for the Steelers, they're finally, for the first time in a while, got over 400 yards of total offense, and they finally outgained their opposition. Can they do it again against Kyler Murray and a Cardinals team that, like Carolina, basically finished nothing to lose, just trying to make it to the finish line? Or at least try to get a few more victories to make themselves look better. But Crook, an interesting matchup for the Steelers as they continue the pursuit of a wild card spot and an outside chance in the division. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, another one. We'll go quick. Pittsburgh. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to get 400 yards. Maybe they will, but they will out total Arizona. Kyler Murray had one good game when he came back, and the last two haven't been good. This is going to be three in a row. He's not playing well. Pittsburgh, final score, I'm going to say 27-13.
Yeah, this is not going to be much of a matchup. I mean, you know, Kyle Murray, you know, he's back, but like I said, the team is not very good. They just sent Zach Ertz on. They put Zach Ertz on waivers. He could be coming back to the Eagles, rumoredly. So they basically don't have much of a way of any kind of weapon. While the Steelers are just trying to get things going here, they still have a legit chance. They still have an outside chance to win the division, but it's kind of a long shot with their offense. Like I said, yeah, you got rid of Matt Canada, but that offense is still not an offense that's going to crank out 30 points a week like some other teams in this league. So I'll give the Steelers the victory, the nod, and the final score 23-16.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to one of my picks for the week, the Chargers. And basically, they're in some teams' boats. Basically, they need a big month. Because if they don't start winning, the playoff window's almost done for this year. But obviously, they have a winnable game here, even though they have to come east East Coast this week to New England. But the Patriots are basically finished. They're going to start Bailey Zappi, whoever the hell, you know, that goofball with a goofy name and team that's not been playing well at all. The Chargers can at least look like the team we think they could be in a positive way. But like I said, we'll see what happens here today. Chargers need this game very badly. It's a winnable game, but will they win? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, whether it's Mac Jones or Bailey Zappi, it doesn't matter. The Patriots are a mess. The Chargers, they're not a lot better, but they are better, and they're at least capable of putting up points. So I got the Chargers here. Big game out of Justin Herbert. Final score, 34-10.
Yeah, I expect the Chargers to win big as well. Like I said, my bet—I've obviously struggled in my bets the last several weeks, but this should be a win this week. New England is terrible. They have nothing. They have nothing left, and you know they lost to the Giants last week, 7-10, 10-7. It was really bad. The Chargers at least have an offense that can, you know, and a quarterback, which New England apparently doesn't. So. Chargers will come in here, win big, final score 37-13.
Okay.
All right. We'll go to the game I skipped over, but now we're going to look at it. For the Jets, good news and bad news. Good news is the bad news is they're 4-7 and they're staring at possibly being out of it for this postseason chance. But the good news is Aaron Rodgers has been activated to practice. He's been put on the 21-day window to see if he can return to the field. But obviously he's not going to play in this game. He's not ready yet, apparently. So obviously the Falcons with your boy Desmond Ridder are going to get an opportunity again to start. They won last week, a big win. They're back in first place, but at 5-6, they're kind of the guinea pig in a bad division once again. It could very well be that this division ends with a losing record once again. But can the Jets – it's a winnable game for the Jets, but can they actually be a team that's not very much better than them, the Falcons? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you can say that's good news that Aaron Rodgers is activated. I say it's no news because the Jets have zero chance of making the playoffs and – if they're out of the playoffs, there's no point in bringing Rodgers back. Falcons are at least, they're only a game ahead, but they're fighting for their division. And when you talk about the Jets D, they got a really good pass D, but their run D is susceptible. And Atlanta, that's what they do best is run the ball. So I'm going to go with Atlanta with a final score of 17-13.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting because like I said, the Jets, they know that they're hoping and praying for Aaron Rodgers to return, but they have to do the work, and they're not doing the work. They've lost their last, what, four games, and obviously they're a team that's just a mess right now. Their Black Friday game was a disaster. Tim Boyle, I think, is going to get the start once again, but for whatever that is. But this is a very critical game for the Jets because this is a team they can beat. This is one of the few teams they can beat right now on their schedule. And I think if the defense comes in, well, we know the defense will show up. Sauce Gardner and those guys will come to play. C.J. Mosley and those guys will come to play. If they can give Ridder some trouble, and a lot of defenses that have given Ridder trouble this year, I think the Jets can pull this off. This is one of those games I think will give confidence back into the Jets that they can still have something to play for. Like the Falcons. So I'm going to go with the Jets here. I think Jets will find a way here. It's not going to be anything special, but I'm going to go with the Jets. Final score 19-16.
Okay.
All right. A critical matchup here in the AFC South. Indianapolis right now would be in the playoffs as a 7th seed. This is a critical matchup because they're playing a team that they have had difficulties playing in it for the last several years, Tennessee. Titans, obviously, is a team like basically at the bottom of the AFC like the Jets. like the Chargers 4-7, not going anywhere, most likely won't go anywhere. But can he beat the Colts and put them out of the playoffs and maybe out for good from the postseason? Because Indianapolis doesn't have much of an upside to stay where they're at. But a win today would prove that they actually can be a factor in this month. So a critical matchup here. Go ahead.
Okay, I mean, the Colts are, yeah, like you said, they're in the playoff race for what it's worth. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I mean, they got Gardner Minshew, but they were playing well overall. The Titans are just not a good team. Will Levis, yeah, obviously he's a rookie. He's playing behind a really bad offensive line. The Colts are going to win this one. I'll give the Colts the final score of 26-20.
Well, this is going to be an interesting matchup because the Colts are a team nobody expected to be in this position going into December. Nobody expected them to be in this playoffs. Like I said, you know, an unproven head coach, a rookie quarterback, and obviously they got injured, you know, and Jonathan Taylor's issues. And Taylor won't play today. So they're obviously going to go to a backup running back, and you know Minshew, he's never led a team to the postseason before, but hey, why not? I mean, the Colts are a team that's obviously a threat. They can still, I mean, I don't think they're going to win their division, and I don't know if they're better than Houston, but obviously the AFC South right now looks pretty much what it is. So I'll give the Colts slightly the edge over Tennessee. Won't be easy, but I'll give them the edge. So I'm going to go with Indy and the final score 25-22.
Okay.
That should apparently do it for the shotgun no huddle. Now we get to these tougher games here.
Yeah, I mean, some of them we'll go quick on. They're not even, some of them aren't worth talking about, but there's a couple good games.
Yeah, it's not a lot of great games this week, but obviously, you know the drill. We go from bad to the worst matchup to the best matchup. So, obviously, this next matchup is critical for both teams. The Rams are still in the hunt to make the playoffs in the NFC, shockingly. But the NFC really isn't really – there's only four true contenders, and then everybody else is just fighting for whatever. And then you look at the Browns, who lost last week, a tough loss, one of their worst losses of the season. Obviously, this is a critical matchup for them. Now, Joe Flacco, the great Ravens great, who's played for the Jets the last few years and was an Eagles backup for a minute, is actually the backup to Dorian Green Thompson today. If he does play, still in concussion protocol, but I think he probably will play. But we'll see what happens here. Obviously, we'll see what will happen. So, but a big matchup here, defense. We'll see what happens. Critical matchup here. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, it's Dorian Thompson-Robinson. But either way, I mean, yeah, I guess he'll probably play, but he's a bum. He's horrible. This team has no chance with him at quarterback. They were looking like they could be a contender, but I mean it's over for them, man. It's over for them. In the AFC, they're not even going to make the playoffs. The Rams, like you said, they are in the playoff race for what it's worth, sitting at 5-6, only a game out. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs either, but they're at least hanging around, which some people thought they'd be terrible, but. You know, that Browns D, it definitely isn't as good on the road as it is at home. I'm going to give this one to the Rams. I think they pull it off just barely. I think that Browns defense will be decent, but towards the end of the game, the Rams score a touchdown and pull it out. So I'm going to say 19-16, L.A.
Yeah, obviously – this is an interesting matchup. Like I said, the Browns, you know, they're not the same defense on the road as they are at home. And obviously, they ran into a hot Broncos team last week. The Rams are coming off their biggest win of the season against Arizona, for whatever that is. But obviously, Matt Stafford looks healthy. He looks like he can move around. And obviously, Puka Nacua is doing a very good job. For a while, he looked like the guy that could win Offensive Rookie of the Year before C.J. Stroud took over in that department. But he could have a big game today. And we'll see what happens. And, we'll, you know, the Browns, they're going to show up. They're not a terrible team, but obviously on the road, they're not the same team as they are at home. So I think the Rams will find a way here. It's going to be tight. It's going to be close. So I'm going to go with the Rams as well with the final score 20-17.
Okay.
All right, we'll go to the Monday night game next. And an interesting one, obviously for the Bengals, it's basically what it is. This would have been one of the potential playoff preview not too long ago if Joe Burrow was in the lineup, but he's not. Joe Burrow obviously is done for the season with a broken wrist, and Jake Browning remains a starter for now. They could have went for Joe Flacco, but they passed. So obviously they still believe in Jake Browning, but the Bengals season is starting to head in the wrong direction. Jacksonville's playing really good football here lately. They've won, what, 5 of their last 6? So this is a critical matchup. They've taken full, after beating the Texans last week, they're in full control of the AFC South at this point. But they have struggled at home. Only they have all 3 of their losses at play has happened there. So we'll see what happens here in this Monday night matchup. Go ahead.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, coming into the game, into the season, this looked like this game would be an interesting one. But obviously, developments over the last, month have ruined this game. The fact that, obviously, Joe Burrow is done, and we're looking at Jake Browning at quarterback. Cincinnati's sitting at 5-6. They're pretty much out of it at this point. And like you said, Jacksonville is hot. Won 5 of the last 6. Just pulled off the tight victory over Houston. They're not going to struggle at home this time, man. Like I said, Browning at quarterback. Cincinnati's not going to do much on offense. And on defense, their defense has not been good either this year. And Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence threw for over 300 yards last week. I think he's going to throw for 350 plus again this week, and Jacksonville gets an easy victory, 31-10.
Well, this is my other pick for the week. Obviously, this is a critical matchup for Jacksonville because originally this looked like on paper a playoff preview potential. These two teams might see each other in January, and it's technically they could, but at this point, the Bengals, they're just trying to get to the finish line. You know, they've been shaky at best all year, even with Burrow, but now he's out, and this team is basically mailed it in. So Jacksonville should win comfortably. But like I said, the line was 8.5, so I wasn't thrilled with it. I mean, Jacksonville's going to win outright, but I'm not thrilled with that. But I think they'll win at least by 10, so I'll give it to the Bengals and the final score 24-12.
Okay.
All right. A critical matchup coming up next here for the Lions. They go to the Bayou to play New Orleans. And the Lions have struggled at home the last couple of weeks, barely surviving the Bears, coming back from a double-digit deficit. But they could not come back on Thanksgiving from a double-digit deficit against Green Bay. Now they're in New Orleans, a Saint team that's trying to win this division, trying to get to the postseason. Obviously, it's a critical matchup for a Lions team that we still believe is a contender in this NFC, but they don't look good today. We might start thinking about them as a one-and-done playoff team, and it's very possible that they could be. But can the Saints pull this off or whatever? But critical matchup for Detroit to boost their chances that they can actually beat a top NFC team or at least a contending team. Go ahead.
All right. Well, yeah, this is another one of those NFC South games where, in any other instance, we could almost skip over it. But just because the NFC South is so bad, the Saints actually have a chance to win the division. But Detroit is really the only team here that has any chance of even winning a playoff game. And like you said, the last 2 weeks, they have not played well, including that loss to Green Bay on Thanksgiving, but they get a little extra time to rest and prepare, and I think that's going to be key for them. After two bad games in a row, again, they got some extra time to rest up, look at what they've been doing wrong, and regroup, and that's going to help them down the stretch. And New Orleans, they are what they are, man. They're just not a good team. Haven't been good picking their games, but for this one, I think Detroit comes back and gets themselves back into the sort of upper echelon of the NFC teams with a blowout here. So I'm gonna go Detroit 38-17.
Well, this is a critical matchup for Detroit. They struggled the last 2 weeks, and obviously the latter they lost. At this point in the year, you can't start playing terrible if you're trying to, if you have expectations. And Detroit obviously has expectations bigger than what they have at the moment. But we'll see what happens here tonight. I mean today, and obviously the Saints, they're just trying to win this division, trying to win. They know that's the only way they're going to make the playoffs is win the division. And losing to Atlanta last week was not a good look for them. Plus, can Derek Carr stay healthy? And that's another question. He has struggled with his health throughout the year. Obviously, when he is healthy, the Saints are a really decent team, but without him, they're not. So we'll see what happens here. But I agree with you. I think Detroit's going to win this game. They'll win this game, and obviously, they'll look decent. I don't think I disagree with that it'll be a blowout. I think the Saints will give them a fight, but I do think at the end, I'll give the Lions a little bit more of a credit. So I'll go with Detroit and the final score 30-22.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to the Sunday night game next. Is this my game of the week? No, this is not my game of the week. Your lock of the week hasn't shown up yet either, but this is a critical matchup. Packers are starting to play pretty decent football here in the last month. Winners of three of their last four after a 2-5 start. Obviously, Jordan Love is starting to get more comfortable in the pocket, and obviously has had a lot of success here the last few weeks. But tough matchup. It's a Sunday night game. Why not? You're playing the defending champs, the Rocket. And obviously, that Chiefs team that's obviously trying to get their act together for a potential long-term stretch to get back that one seed that they lost with the Eagles lost on Monday night a few weeks ago. So a critical matchup here. Like I said, all it is this year for Jordan Love is to, for Green Bay is to, for Jordan Love to develop, and it's starting to work. But we'll see what happens. But interesting matchup here on Sunday night. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I mean, we're actually we you said, and it's true. I mean, this week there's not a lot of good games, and we're only down to three left to talk about. So this is one of the top three, and that's pretty sad when you look at who's playing. I mean, KC, even though obviously we beat them the other week, and they haven't been as good this year as they have been in past years. I mean, they're a Super Bowl contender, potentially the best team in the AFC still. And Green Bay just isn't a very good team. They're not a bad team, but they're not as good as I thought they'd be. But, like you said, there have been some improvements in recent weeks. In the last three games, Jordan Love, he's thrown for double digits, two or more touchdown passes in each of the last three. Last week, he threw for three. He's thrown for just about almost 900 yards, and in three of the last four games, his quarterback rating has been over 100. So he's starting to turn his season around, and Green Bay is back in the playoff race. But this is one of my picks from Wednesday. Kansas City's given up six. I think Jordan Love's going to have a tough game this week, man. That KC defense is good. That's what's been winning them games. They can get after the quarterback. I think Jordan Love is going to make a number of mistakes, possibly throw three interceptions. Green Bay is not going to move the ball, and KC, they'll get points. They'll get points. So this is one of my picks from Wednesday. It's also my lock of the week. I'm taking Kansas City, giving up six. And like I said when we talked, I said this is a guarantee as far as I'm concerned. So KC, minus six with the win and the cover. I'm going to say 34 to 13.
Well, one thing that Green Bay knew when they were coming into this season was the development of Jordan Love. What do they have in him? Can he continue what Brett Favre started, what Aaron Rodgers continued doing? Can Jordan Love be that franchise guy for the next 10 to 15 years? And so far, it didn't start off well, but it's starting to come around here. But he has a chance to do something those two didn't do in their first full seasons as starters. Take them to the playoffs. Favre didn't do it in his first year. Aaron Rodgers didn't do it in his first year as starters. So that's something, if he can do that, he can be ahead of the, as we would say, quote, ahead of the pack. But obviously this is a critical matchup for them because they're all running into to the defending champs. They're coming off a big win last week. They need to get going because with Baltimore on a break this week, this obviously is a time where they can actually get back. They can get back into the one seed again, because it's really much going to be between them and Baltimore. Even though Jacksonville is threatening him, and so is Miami. Like I said, that battle for the one seed is going to go all the way to Week 18. So to me, this is a game Kansas City can now afford to lose, and I don't think they'll lose. I mean, Green Bay hasn't been that good at home this year compared to what they've been on the road. So I'm going to go with Kansas City. But unlike you, you're picking a lot of blowouts this week. I'm not on that same level. I think a lot of these games are going to be tough to handle. Some of these teams they ain't going to cover. But Kansas City will cover the six. It's a six-point line. But I don't see them beating them, blowing the doors off of them. I think they'll win comfortably. But it's going to be a battle, so I'm going to go with the Chiefs and the final score, 27-20.
All right, yeah, we'll see. I don't think it's going to be a good weekend for football, but we'll see.
Well, one of the reasons is because there are six teams on a break.
Yeah.
Now, they're not the six best teams, but it is what it is, you know?
Well, it's also a lot of bad teams playing each other or matchups of playoff teams going up against really bad teams. So, you know,
we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, like I said, you know, you know, Jim Nance and Tony Romo have been told by their bosses to take the week off because they did two games in 3 days last week. So, I mean, they had their hands full. So, yeah, they got a break. So, whatever. All right. Obviously, we'll get to the next matchup. Now, you already mentioned your lock of the week, so. But this is a critical matchup. Who thought about months ago this would be a matchup for either team? These are two surprising teams that are on the rise in the AFC. The Texans are coming off a tough loss to the Jacksonville. They're still on trajectory in the playoffs. Is the comeback story. They're the comeback kids of the season. 1-5 gets during that stretch, including a 70 bomb. But since then, they've given up the second least points in the league, and they've won their last five. And Russell Wilson looks like the Russell Wilson of old. Critical matchup here. And they go to Houston and win their sixth straight. will Houston get their act together, you know? Can they get their act together? So, interesting matchup here. In a critical matchup that could be, it's not my game of the week, but it could be the second best matchup of the week on paper. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, I mean, you know, you look at last week, Houston, they played at 1 o'clock, and they hosted the game of the week for the 1 o'clock games. And you could tell going into the week that was going to be the best 1 o'clock game. And then the Eagles hosted the game of the week in the 4 o'clock games. And you could tell going into the week that was going to be the best of the 4 o'clock. And this week's the same. Houston hosts the best 1 o'clock game, and the Eagles host the best 4 o'clock game. And this one with Denver, yeah, this is going to be a fun game to watch, man. It's going to be interesting, you know. Both teams are fighting for a wild card spot right now, and both teams have turned their seasons around. When you look at them earlier in the year, like you said, Denver, they were terrible. And that defense was an absolute embarrassment, giving up 70 points to the Dolphins that one week. And Russell Wilson, he was putting up decent numbers, but he wasn't playing great. You know, he just wasn't coming up big in the big spots. But they've turned it around, and yeah, like you said, they won 5 in a row. And Houston, you know, they had C.J. Stroud back there, quarterback, the rookie. He was solid for a couple games. He wasn't great, solid, but after that first month, he's really turned it on, and he's obviously at this point, almost the lock for the rookie of the year, if not already a lock, barring injuries. He's got that team really playing at a high level. And they were about 2 inches short of tying that game and sending it to overtime last week against Jacksonville. So, this is going to be a fun one to watch. This is the only game that I'm even going to consider tuning in for. With the 1 o'clock games, and I think it's going to be tight. But I'm going to go with a higher scoring game here. I think both quarterbacks are going to show up, and I'm going to go with the home team here. I'm going to go with Houston. I know Denver's hot on the 5-game winning streak. I think that Houston's going to be the team to snap that streak. So I'm going to go the Texans, and I'm going to say the final score is 30-27.
Well, this should be a very good game. Obviously, these are two teams that at the start of the year you wouldn't think would be in the mix the way their seasons began. I mean, the expectations for Houston wasn't great when the season began, and Denver was terrible. But things have changed. This is now a very critical matchup. Both these teams are just outside of the AFC playoff picture. And like I said, if Indy loses, that opens the door for one of them this game, whoever wins, to take that spot from them. So, like I said, there's a lot on the line in this game. I mean, neither team is, I don't think, will be in trouble if they lose, but it will be difficult because this AFC is stacked. It is stacked. There's a lot. There's going to be some good teams that will be sitting at home after January 8th. Hopefully these two teams won't be, but like I said, there may not be. If you're going to make the playoffs, this is a very critical matchup. And right now, Denver, their defense is playing really, really good. Like I said, I've never seen a team. I don't think I've ever seen a team ever after giving up 70 points would play one of the become a very good defense. But that's what Denver's become, and they're going to be tough. And like I said, I mean, Houston's a great story this year. They're a really, really, really good story. But man, like I said, this is one of those games I can't pick with you the same way because I just think that, you know, yeah, we kind of picked the same games, but like I said, I picked a lot of games. You got blowouts. I say it's going to be closer. Man, I went with Houston for a while, but this is a toss-up game. You're absolutely right. This is a toss-up game. But you're telling me about C.J. Stroud versus Russell Wilson, a borderline Hall of Famer versus the Rookie of the Year. And it's going to be battle. I mean, it's going to come down to the final drive. And I just feel like experience is going to matter more. Like I said, you got a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback going against a Super Bowl winning head coach and quarterback. They didn't do it together, but they but they have a pedigree. So do I go with the inexperience or do I go with the experience? And even though I said Houston would, I said with Kendall on Wednesday that Houston would win, I've changed my mind. I think Denver's going to win this game. I just feel like they're a team, and if they get into that seventh seed, they could be a dangerous team. Denver could be a team nobody wants to play, and they become that team almost here in the last few weeks. So I'm going to go with the Broncos. Got the Broncos pulling this off, and the final score 27-24.
Okay. Could happen.
Yeah. All right. My game of the week, everybody's game of the week, Kwame's and John's. And this is going to be interesting because this is the matchup a lot of people are worried about. The Eagles basically are living on the edge. They are 10-1. They have the best record. They are the best team, but they live on the edge. The last four games, they have trailed, three of them by double digits, but they came back from all of them, and they won. But obviously, the 49ers are a team, like you said, you got on me a month ago saying that I'm afraid of this team, and they look like this team at all. Well, if I feel that way, then you can talk to any Eagles fan in this town. I was talking to an Eagles fan today, and he does not feel confident that the Eagles can beat this 49er team. I don't have the same feeling that he feels, but this is a critical matchup. And Vegas feels the same way, like my buddy felt and others feel. They are the favorites in this game by three. So this is going to be interesting. Like I said, we'll see what happens here. But obviously, these two teams met in the NFC title game. And it was an ugly matchup because Brock Purdy got hurt on the first drive. He took a sack from Hassan Reddick and never recovered. And the game went away. And the Eagles won big, and San Francisco just bitched their way back to the West Coast and out of the situation. But they were happy because Kansas City beat them in the Super Bowl, beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl, and they started talking shit. And they've been talking, and these two teams have been talking shit all week. You would think this is Dallas week. But this is not Dallas. This is the 49ers, a better team. So a big matchup here. This is obviously a matchup that the 49ers know. If they don't win this matchup, the Eagles are one step closer to everybody coming to their house, to the link, if you want a shot at Vegas on February 11th. So go ahead.
All right, man. Well, when it comes to this game, you know, this is to me, it all depends on how the Eagles open up this game in the first half. I mean, if we come out and try to throw the ball all over the field again, we're going to have some trouble. They're going to get after Hurts, and they're going to get out to a big lead, and we can't keep dropping by double-digit points and expect to keep coming back. We got to come out right away. We got to establish the run. We got to dominate the line of scrimmage. We got to be the tough, hard-nosed team that we can be, because this team is not – this team, you know what, they're tough when they're in the lead. They're a hard-nosed team when they're in the lead. When you hit them in the mouth, they're weak. This team is a mentally weak team. We saw it in the NFC Championship game. We've seen it for the last, 10 months now. You know, they're crying up a storm for 10 months straight. They won't shut their mouths. I mean, the Eagles pretty much took the high road. They let the Niners run their mouth for the last 10 months. And I mean, why not? Why even bother acknowledging these guys? Because we last time we played them, we whooped their ass. So, yeah. I mean, normally this would be a game where I'd look at it and I would say it's a high probability of a revenge game for the Niners after what happened in the NFC Championship game. But with the way that they've been running their mouths, I think there's that much extra fuel to the fire for the Eagles in the Eagles' fire. I mean, they've got so much bulletin board material. You throw in the fact that they're home underdogs sitting at 10-1. I mean, they know they're being disrespected big time, and they're going to come out and they're going to give it their all right from the opening whistle, man. This is the game that they've also had circled on their calendars for months. You know, the Niners have had a couple extra days because they played on Thanksgiving. And again, I might consider that something extra for them. But I just think that the way that they've been running their mouths, I think the Eagles are just going to beat their asses again. I think we're going to dominate the line of scrimmage. I think, just like last time, our defense is going to be all over Brock Purdy. Maybe he makes it through the game this time, but it's not going to matter. We're going to whoop some ass. And your favorite team, the Niners, are going down, man. So I'm giving it to the Eagles here. And I'm going to put the final score here at 33-20.
You can say it. I worry about this team, but let's be honest. I mean, yeah, when we look back at that NFC title game back on January 29th, it was, 29th, that was an ugly, ugly, ugly situation. It was one of the worst NFC title games that Fox has ever did and we were ever a part of. But at least we were on the right side because we were doing the beatdown. But this 49ers team, of course, they've been bitching about this. They've been waiting for this ever since. And they know coming into this matchup, this is everything. This is their season on the line. Because they damn sure do not want to come back here if it has to come to the NFC title again. But all trajectory says it will. The Eagles are obviously been living on a slippery slope over the last several weeks. And the 49ers are well aware of that. They've got enough tape. Kyle Shanahan and those guys have gotten enough tape to know that what they have to do. Buffalo almost beat them, or should have beaten them at least on three different occasions, and they didn't do it. Kansas City should have beaten this Eagles team over the last on many fronts, but they couldn't do it. Even lesser teams like Washington should have found a way. But this is going to be an interesting matchup because the Eagles are a tough team physically. That's why they are what they are. They're the most physically tough team in this league. They don't blow you out, but they beat you down. And that's something that a lot of people are worried about. You know, it's funny, you brought it up that this team is mentally weak. And then Swagoo, Marcus Spears, brought up, or one of these guys on ESPN brought up the fact that Jalen Hurts, when a close game, finds a way to pull it off. Brock Purdy, in a close game, falters. Obviously, this is going to be the matchup. I mean, you can look at both the lines. You can look at both the line of scrimmage. You can look at which defense can make the turnovers. But at the end of the day, quarterback play is going to matter in this game. Does Brock Purdy, can he outplay the potential MVP of the league? If he does, they'll win the game. But I feel like this is a game that's going to go back and forth. Your theory is not going to be like my theory. This is going to be a back and forth game, like the Cowboys game was a month ago. The San Francisco is going to come in here. They're going to find a way to put the Eagles in the whole corner, like the Bills did on Sunday. And the Eagles will find a way to get out of that corner, like they did on Sunday. So at the end of the day, this game is probably going to go more than 60 minutes. And if it goes more than 60 minutes, give the Eagles the edge. I feel like this is the game where the Eagles are going to put their stamp as the top team in not just the NFC, but the league, period. You got to beat this team. You have to be out physical. And I don't think there's any team in this league that can out physically beat this team. Nobody. So the Eagles are going to win this game. But it will be a battle. Unlike you, this will be a battle, but the Eagles will win. And the final score, 34-31.
Okay.
So, like I said, you can say, I don't worry about the 49ers. I know what they are. I know what we are. And we're a much more physical team. 49ers are an aggressive team like the Cowboys. They're like the Cowboys with more talent, But at the end of the day, you have to, as you've seen all year from the get-go, you have to match our physicality. And no team in this league can match our physicality. Nobody. So I believe that, that's what's going to matter. When we get to the fourth quarter, we get down to the end, you know who's the better team, and you know what's going to happen. So Eagles will win this game, and obviously we'll head to Dallas with those morons. All right, so that's all we have for this episode or this Sunday deal. The look back will be on Thursday this week. Now on Wednesday, Thursday at 7. Dallas week. Breeze coming back. John has a Cowboy fan of his own he's going to bring in. So there's going to be six of us talking. Yes, the biggest look back as far as people involved, that's not a live show. The live show is coming back on December 13th. Or December 14th. Oh, my bad. That's in 2 weeks. So big, big deal. Lots of football talk here. A critical week. Obviously, this is a game that the Eagles better not look over either, which they are not, because this is a team they're going to probably see again next month. So that's all we have for this episode. And like I said, enjoy your games. Enjoy, you know, hopefully your team does well. That's all.
Yeah, man.